Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm TalkSport's cricket editor John Norman, and for your listening pleasure this weekend, bringing you yet another TalkSport exclusive, this time involving the Kent and England batter and occasional wicketkeeper Sam Billings. Our reporter Josh Keeble-Wells caught up with him at Kent's County Ground in Canterbury earlier this week, and over the course of the next 20 minutes, you'll find out why Sam's giving up Red Bull cricket, why he got so annoyed by the criticism levelled at the England cricket team for daring to lose in India, and his thoughts ahead of the season. So here it is, Sam Billings in conversation with TalkSport's Josh Keeble-Wells.
Absolutely delighted to be joined by Kent Spitfire's captain Sam Billings on the Kent Cricket Media Day. Sam, busy couple of weeks for you. First time father. How's fatherhood treating you?
Yeah, it's been an amazing kind of whirlwind couple of weeks. Blink and 2 weeks have gone past pretty quickly. So, absolute magical. And as everyone says to you before, you can't really prepare for it at all, but it is magical. So, been an amazing couple of weeks.
Completely different cricket season on the horizon for you. Your first ever white-only deal. Talk us through your decision and obviously the season.
Firstly, the decision. Yeah, I think I've had a period of probably 3-4 years where I've tried to kind of balance everything out and try and spread myself across all three formats, trying to play Test cricket for England, trying to play limited overs stuff, and it was just completely unsustainable. So it became a grind. It became unenjoyable, and I think like anything in life, as soon as you lose that enjoyment factor, something has to change. So I think perfect timing, life change, obviously becoming a father for the first time, and being able to spend my time at home as well, when obviously during the winter I'm away so much as well. So for me, it just seemed like a really kind of positive decision. A tough one, of course, but I think Test cricket for me, that ship sailed. So it was seeing what I needed to do to kind of focus on my career.
You obviously mentioned the little one there, but you also mentioned being in and around the England sides and the limited over stuff. That must be another contribution to the decision you've made. But potentially a push for the T20 World Cup, maybe.
Yeah, potentially.
You never know.
Yeah, potentially. I think I'm also in a really nice headspace in terms of not putting too much pressure on myself. I think the opportunities that we have now as a player around the world are incredible. Pass, unfortunately, the other side of 30 now, and you get to a stage of your career where you just want to win as much as possible in terms of trophies, in terms of silverware, and having won three in the last calendar year, for me, that's a huge driving force, and being able to give absolutely everything I can to kind of do that. As a byproduct, if I get recalled for an England recall for the World Cup, absolutely, but it's kind of not my priority and focus as such. I'm playing as well as I have done in a long time, so that's been really positive over the last few months.
your play style and character win at all costs, and it matches up with the England test side at the moment. You were part of that during its infancy, wasn't you? The Baz Ball era, McCullum and Stokes. What was that like to be around and be a part of?
Amazing. Yeah, it's... I've seen a lot of rubbish actually talked about in the last couple of weeks. Pretty emotional, obviously, after India.
Which was always going to be a tough, tough test.
It's the toughest place in the world to tour. If anyone needs to, needs an experience, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious you look at the stats, and I don't think anyone's gone there in a very long time and won. I think it was, I think in the previous 17 tests to Baz Ball, we'd won one test, and all of a sudden now it's the worst thing since sliced bread, and we've just been beaten by one of the best teams in their home conditions. So I think just a little bit of calm, a little bit of composure around that, and the philosophy, the best coaches I've ever played under are ones that make you feel $1 million but are able to make you a better player and allow you to make mistakes, but also make you realise that you need to improve. It's a really hard skill, I think, and one that you can identify pretty clearly. Baz is absolutely one of those people. And Stephen Fleming, actually another Kiwi of mine that comes to mind. He's also kind of a similar ilk. So they're the two up there as the two best coaches I've ever worked under. And, you're not always defined by results. I know that's been chucked around a lot. But I think the progress that's been made over the last 2 years for the Baz Ball era, I mean, the results kind of do actually speak for themselves.
As someone that loves both the short form stuff and the test cricket, the thing I love most about the Baz Ball era is it kind of has a short form feel to it, despite being on all day. You surely must take bits into your captaincy in short form from the Stokes and McCullum stuff.
I think with leadership, it has to be authentic. It has to be a part of you and not trying to be someone else.
Of course.
So I think it's inspirational what both those guys have done. And actually taking a very similar group of players and seeing them completely transform and play a completely different style of cricket and be successful. Zach Crawley, Exhibit A. It's amazing how much bad press Zach had previously to kind of this generation or this coaching setup.
It's mad what a year can do.
Well, yeah, 2 years. I mean, he was the best player in the Ashes. He was the best player in India. And so I think using that as a really good example, that's look at Jack Leach, another one. Obviously, really unfortunate with the injury, but you saw his transformation under Baz and Ben. I think that's more of a mark of the environment and also the setup to see how they can kind of transform players and make players better. So, I think there just needs to be a bit of calm around all the negative press that's gone on about them.
I think this one's one we could talk about all day, to be honest. With the short form stuff, you obviously love your short form cricket. Do you think, and you've played it all around the world, do you think it gets a bit of a bad rap for the effect it has or can have on test cricket?
Sport's changing, cricket's changing. Culturally, we change every single year in society, so you have to go with the times. T20 is loved all around the world. The proof's in the pudding. You're seeing stadiums packed out all around the world. And I am a purist. I love test cricket more than any other format in terms of, growing up, you always wanted to play in the Ashes as an England player. And they're just different. They're different sports. And looking at it through that lens is a kind of a healthy thing, that they're both there to support each other. And without either, neither survives kind of thing. So I think that's probably a healthier way to look at it. They can both coexist and actually help each other.
And on that point, they can both do completely different things to develop a player, right? So what do you see as the positives in terms of development for a young player? Case study being Tuanda Muyeye, going away to Oval Invincibles, playing for the T20 side, to develop him as a cricketer, both in long and short form cricket.
Yeah, look, and this is, again, not to say one is better than the other, but Tawanda came in, I think, for his first game last year at the Oval. There was packed out, sold out, 26,000 people. He's gone out there. That is an environment that is straight away preparing him for international cricket. As a Kent club, as anyone involved with Tawanda as a young player, we want him to develop into an international player, and that's what our duty is to any of our young players here at Kent. It's always been kind of a part of the manifesto is actually to produce England players, and that environment speeds up that process of finding out how people deal with pressure, deal with a big crowd, and you see it a lot. Some people can really thrive in that environment and some can really struggle, and it's a learnt skill, I think. It can come naturally to some people, but like I said, it's up to us to expose them to those kind of things, and if he wants to play international cricket, you have to be able to deal with that.
You've probably played for more short form teams than most.
Yeah.
Josh Butler told TalkSport this week that he's quite interested in going over to America and playing in the Major League Cricket. Is that something you could see yourself doing? It's not a bad place to go and play, is it?
I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely love to. My other half, Sarah, she went to university over in LA on a tennis scholarship, actually, a while ago. So she definitely wants to go back. She's got a lot of friends back there. But I'd love to be a part of it. Again, the challenge is always about the scheduling. There's a lot of cricket on. There's too much cricket on, arguably, and it's just fitting it all into one place. And I suppose the difficulty is it cutting across our current season and with the 100 as well. So it's always difficult, but it's definitely an opportunity I'd love to pursue at some point.
Obviously, back to Kent and T20. It's 3 years on now from the last T20 success. Captain this year, white ball only. What are the aims? What are the challenges you're going to face? And also, you've got a couple of cracking overseas players coming to join you. So is there that expectation of you've got to not go and win it, but have a good go at it?
Straight away, every year, bare minimum for us. We've been a very good T20 side for at least a decade now. And it's bare minimum is qualification to the quarterfinals. Knockout cricket, the best team wins on that day. But yeah, bare minimum is qualification for those quarterfinals, and then we go from there. As you said, as you alluded to, Xavier Bartlett and Wes Agar provide great firepower, both up top, but also the death overs. So it's definitely an area that we've needed to improve in the last few years. And it was frustrating last year. I feel like last year, not only in T20, but obviously Championship as well, we got hit hard with injuries. I think the run of games where we had our full squad or pretty much our full squad, I think we won 6 or 7 in a row.
Very dependent on the loan market last season.
Yeah, but in the T20, when Fred Clarkson came back from injury, we had our... obviously, Michael Hogan was a great coup for us. But we had our set team. I think we won 6 in a row in T20. And you get that momentum. The last couple of games, I think we had 5, 6 injuries and we got blown out of the water, unfortunately. But yeah, as I said, really excited for that competition. I think we have Zach Crawley around for the majority, and obviously everyone thinks he's just a test player, but you look at his T20 record and it's up there as good as anyone. So yeah, he'll be a huge addition as well. It'll feel like 3 internationals, and then obviously Matt Parkinson as well, so 4 internationals. Yep. Kind of added into our already really strong group. Very, very positive.
Xavier Bartlett, someone you've played with abroad.
Yep.
Coincidence or agent Sam Billings coming into play?
Absolutely the latter. We actually signed him last year. Yep. He got pulled out due to injury last year, and I've been a huge fan of him. And any overseas player now, especially the young guys, we have a duty to improve them. He's got huge aspirations to play for Australia, and we feel that it's a perfect environment for him to develop those aspirations. And yeah, it was someone that I felt on and off the field is a natural fit for Kent and him. So yeah, he's a great man and a serious bowler, leading wicket taker obviously in the Big Bash this year. So yeah, agent Sam Billings was on the phone after every single game. I was like, he's got another three for, he's bowling brilliantly, let's get this sorted before too many other clubs come in.
Potential career after cricket then, either DOC or agent by the looks of it.
I'll be honest, I'm really interested in the high performance kind of aspect of cricket. I think captaincy leads you into that. Rob Key obviously has stepped into that role, and he's always said that captaincy, certainly at a club like Kent, where you are pretty hands-on, it enables you a really good skill set to kind of go into that kind of role. So for me, yeah, certainly something. Maybe in a few years' time, still got plenty of gas left in the trunk, in the fuel tank. So yeah, maybe in a while.
Sam, really
cheers,
enjoyed
mate.
That, mate. Thank you very much.
Any
appreciate
time.
The time.
Cheers.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Big thanks to Sam and Josh. And if you like what you hear, please take the time to leave a 5-star review on the podcast page and follow us on X or Twitter at @cricket_TS. And for even more content, head over to the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel and hit subscribe. You'll find Sam Billings taking on the T20 Team Challenge as well as some other fun stuff. But for now, thanks for listening to Following On.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.